You're listening to the best of the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Live from a Zoom call emanating from Lando Lakes, Florida, Austin, Texas, and an undisclosed location in Florida. It's the New Day. Feel the power. Take it away, guys.
You know what?
Oh, wow.
That isn't the worst Dan impression.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about? This is Dan Reichert.
For anyone who is remotely astute and has listened to this podcast for a minute, our man
Dan. How dare you?
Our man Dan is not with us. So Alex, our producer, has filled in as Dan. And I don't know, if I was to rate that on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give you a 7. I'll give you a good 7.
Honestly, I'll take it. That's great. Yeah.
You need a little bit more Kermit the Frog.
That's a great. I didn't even know how to describe it, but that's the part. You need some Kermit. You need some Kermit in your throat. That's what you need.
Yeah.
I don't know why he sounds that way when he does it either, because his normal speaking voice is not that bad. It's not that bad, but he really plays up the Kermit effect.
Yeah.
So you're saying that his speaking voice is kind of bad?
It's tolerable, if we're being honest.
I was going to say his speaking voice is fine, but you said his speaking voice isn't that bad.
Like, right. Geez. You said it's fine. It's all about the same. We're all
it's fine. All this. Fine is different from not that bad.
We're swimming in this mediocre. It's clear his voice is mediocre. He's got a mediocre voice, all right? It's and that's no shot at Dan. You know, you get what you get.
You get what
that's the thing.
Get.
You know, you get what you get. And sure, you know, I'm sure like diet plays a part with your voice and whether you smoke or not. But for the most part, you know, I'm assuming you come out as is and you grow up and you know it's genetics. So you know, he's doing the best he can.
Yeah, and not for nothing, he's eating eggshells and and things like that. So that's probably not helping. That's probably not helping the voice. He probably have a lot better voice if he wasn't eating eggshells as a youth.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Did you know that when Dan was a child, he was a concert virtuoso? He had solos all the time in that diet.
Wait, really? For real?
Yeah, the diet messed him up. Yeah, man.
No, not at all.
Everybody knows that.
I don't know.
spread the rumor. I was all in.
Look, this man has some strange stories from, if you told me, yeah, that's true, I would have bought it. He's done a lot of things in his life.
Wouldn't be surprised.
But I don't know if one day is going to do it. We're talking about a lifetime of damage to his body, to his digestive tract. So you got some making up to do.
You know, what, 30 plus years of just torture to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should just stay the way you are.
Just stay the way you are.
Stay the way you are.
Legitimate concern on the look of on Woods' face to know. Yeah. Just stay the way you are. Yeah.
By the time this airs, he'll have had his birthday already. So
correct. Yeah. Yes.
Happy belated birthday.
Belated. The happiest of belated.
That's our guy.
Yeah, but you make a hell of a Dan though, Alex. I'll tell you.
Thanks.
That.
Yeah, I tried.
You know what? And also you make an even better Alex.
There you go.
Yeah, as much as I like Dan, I don't know that I'd want to be him necessarily. And that's not a shot at Dan. It's just, you know, I like me for me, you know.
Have you seen Being John Malkovich? I've talked about this before.
Years ago. Yeah. I don't remember it like specifically, but yes, I did see it.
And this is not to besmirch Dan's life, but imagine you go in thinking like, oh, I get to be someone cool like John Malkovich. And you just come out and you're Dan.
Oh, my God.
who greatly has a great life. Don't let me.
You can't book it with a no offense and then trash him. And then on the other end say, no. Oh, but he has a good life.
No, I'm walking it back.
Dan has a great life. He worked in video games for like over a decade. He does his podcast. Like, right. He gets to eat where he wants. He got married at Taco Bell. He's got a great wife. Like, he's killing it.
But he's not John Malkovich. That's my point. you ain't going to Oscars in this body. Just know that. And think of the things too. When you're inside the body too, so you're eating the eggshells with him too. You're doing all that. You're walking around in his body. You know what I mean? All the horrible, god awful things that you were exposed to because of Dan. You know what I'm saying? Damn. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But what about the good things? The happiness that he brings people?
Yeah, that's not nearly as funny, though. That's not as funny.
We can't laugh at people's happiness.
I'm trying to be the other side because I don't want to see shit on Dan.
We need a balance, right?
We do.
You're
right. We do.
But just imagine you're all excited, like, oh, even if you thought, like, I'm going to get to be a celebrity or someone important, and you walk around and you look in the mirror, you're like, you're looking at your body, your spindly body.
What? No, I can't say that about
Dan him. Dan tried so hard to put an end to this, and you jump.
No, I'm gonna keep going. I said,
let's stop the car. Let's go to the theme park. We're gonna go inside.
No,
he said, no, I'm not done driving.
No,
and you look in the mirror, and you're like, I mean, I guess I'm not in a wheelchair. You know, I guess I'm still. I have the use of my limbs.
Dan alone.
I guess my skin isn't sagging too much. You know, I guess you take a few minutes to take stock of your life and you think, I guess I'll deal with this body. You know, my legs, they kind of work. They get me from point A to point B, but you know, hey, this isn't what I signed up for, but all right, I'll take it. Look, lovely man. Well, I love him to death.
No, you cannot. You cannot. No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do that.
Why not?
You either, because you didn't just say like, oh, like he's got a weird voice. Oh, but I love Dan. And then say a couple nice things. You just took a dump on him for five minutes straight. And you can't then bring it back to, oh, but a great guy. Like, no.
You talked about the elasticity of his skin, you know? You went in deep.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
You can't hit him bless his heart after that.
His spindly arms. This is he's not playing a character. This is like his actual person, you know?
Yeah.
Look, Brodus taught me many years ago that if you start with a no offense, you can say whatever you want. The no offense cancels everything else out. So he can't be offended. I said no offense.
You did say no, in all fairness, you did.
You knew you were pushing it because every couple of insults, you would throw another one in there.
Right, because I'm balancing it out, you know?
It's a courtesy flush.
Right, exactly. Pope gets it.
Curtis, like a courtesy flush.
It's a little courtesy flush.
So the first no offense is just as soon as you walk in the bathroom, you just flush before anything even happens.
Yes,
I'm about
exactly.
to spackle this thing. I'm about to spackle this bowl.
Right, exactly.
Let me know if you flush a few times in between, you know, still comes out clean on the other end.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Oh, no.
Precisely.
Not like this.
Wow. Look, if you ended up in some kind of a wormhole or some kind of a portal to someone's body and you ended up as Dan, are you trying to tell me you would just be filled with glee? You would just be ecstatic? Or would you take stock of what body you're walking around in and say, I guess this'll do. That was my only point. That's kind of the approach I'm coming. And Dan, lovely human. I'm not saying that walking around in my body would maybe it'd be the same thing. Like, oh, you know, I guess this will do too. So I'm not saying I'm any better. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying.
You said
John Malkovich.
It maybe it'd be the same thing, but you didn't.
Yeah, you didn't go in. You just put the possibility out there. And mind you, and I was going to say this too, because, you know, we've been waiting here and, you know, you got your cut off Jimmy Seafood sleeveless shirt on, like you just came out the squat rack looking vascular, arms popping. You know what I'm saying? I see you. And so now you're running down Dan over here. But then here you are looking, you know, looking thick in D's. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I see what you're doing.
No, that wasn't the point, first of all. It's really...
It is. I think you were not. Flexing. He was flexing the whole time he was talking. Just,
Dan. Look,
he
first of all...
came off the squat rack.
First of all,
and
last...
He ran down Dan's spindly arms.
The last episode we aired, Woods, you shouldn't even be defending this man because he buried you and for no reason in front of the people. You worked hard. You worked real hard. And he talked about, he had the nerve to talk about how you missed your flight and all that jazz. So he exposed you. He made a fool out of you. So I don't know why you're defending him in the first place.
Honestly, because my life is great. My life is great. You can say whatever you want to me, and I'll still probably defend you. Why? Because I wake up in the morning, it's me. I wake up in the morning, it's me, and I love
right,
it.
Right, because you're not Dan. That's right. Exactly.
Boom. Thank you for bringing it back around. Thank you for bringing it back around.
This is me. You can't see it, but I hit my gavel. Case Ooh. Closed. Oh, the case is closed. Right.
Case closed. Case dismissed.
I suppose we should get into who we are, what our names are, and whatnot.
Oh, I am Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
And I am Kofi Kingston.
Yes, and I am Big E. And for a lot of you youngins, some of y'all, I've been made aware that, you know, for this podcast, I tend to think wrestling fans are like me, they're my age, whatever. But, you know, there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast who are not adults, you know, they're children. And they might not have been around for the Big E Langston era. All you know is Big E. So you think, all right, you know, cool, I guess. Do a couple things, but you weren't there. You weren't there. If you're like 5, 6 years old, you were not there for my prime, my physical prime, the Big E Langston days. You didn't see the way I moved. You didn't see the way my body glistened. Glistened with just, that's youthful virility is what that is. So I would challenge you that if you are, let me see, how long has it been, man? Oh, it's definitely been pre-New Day. So more than seven, man, think about that. Think about little seven-year-old kids who have no idea who Big E Langston is. They have no conception of, they know this Big E, they know that. But Langston, who is that? Well, do some digging. You know, hop up on your Peacock, go to the YouTubes, whatever you need to do, and look up Big E Langston. And that was a man, you know. This is, you're used to the shell of my former self. That's the Big E. And, you know, I'm trying my best to live up to what I used to be. But, you know, I would challenge you to do some digging, do some research. Head to your local library and, you know, do some digging. Because Big E Langston, he was, boy, he was something. He was something.
When they go to the library, what should they do to find the information on you?
I don't know. I'm sure there were books written. We wrote a book.
I'm sure somebody wrote a book about
me. That's right.
So it got to be in there somewhere.
Put through that Dewey Decimal System.
I'm not saying just me. By the way... I'm not saying the book is just about me, you know.
Go to probably, the library.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you guys ever did this, but did you ever what's so funny?
He's on delay.
Oh.
He's on a 3 second delay. Like 5 seconds.
Oh no.
The joke is past.
No.
Coming with
I was wondering like why. Okay, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. This is because in my head, this has been a very weird 10 minutes communication wise. Yeah. That makes sense. There we go.
Oh, I didn't realize the delay was that significant.
Yeah.
This is going to be something. One of the things we talked about libraries, I fondly remembered back in the day being able to just take out videos from the library. Because, you know, when you don't have all the money in the world, it's nice to be able to go to the library and just check out a movie. And, you know, they didn't always have the newest titles. I'm not saying that. But, you know, if I wanted to watch some Ghost Dad, probably find it at the library, you know.
Some classics.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which I could.
Not quite classics, but that's what I did with my life back in the day.
They had, and when I was in college at our library, we had all the seasons of Law and Order, like original Law and Order. And so once we found them, because it was like in the basement, it's like, oh, wait, there's DVDs down here. We saw this whole thing. So we went through all of Law and Order, just checked them out at the library.
Wow.
And you watched all of it?
Yeah. As much as they had. So it was like, I don't know, like 12 seasons or something.
Respect. Kofi just giggling. This delay
I don't know. The delay, I don't know why it's funny to me. It shouldn't be that funny, but the delay is hilarious because Eel asked the question and then there's like the 5 second pause and you answer. It's not funny when I explain it either, but.
No, it really isn't.
I don't know.
But you're still giggling.
Should we explain why Woods is on a little bit of a delay?
Oh,
listeners?
I guess we haven't. Yeah. So let the people know why you are delayed, sir, please.
So I'm on delay because I'm not at home. I decided to, with the family, go on a little vacation to hang out with the in-laws. So I am not at home. So I'm in my portable setup. And this place we are staying has quite possibly the slowest Wi-Fi and apparently lights that just flicker on and off if you're seeing the video version of this. So hence my delay. I made my flight this time, but then rushed an hour to this Airbnb. make sure that we could do this podcast. And so what you get today is what you get today.
Mm-hmm. Be grateful. In other words, be grateful for what you get, you know? Just like Dan, right? He got what he got. He's right. Grateful.
What else is he going to do, you know? He doesn't have the option unless he finds like a Krang or something. He could
Krang? Shove his brain together. To live inside of a larger robot body?
I don't know. That was the first one that came to mind, I'm sure.
Are you thinking his whole body is in this body or just he puts his brain inside the body?
That's a choice that he can make. I'll leave that up to him.
Whoa. You know? Krang with the Dan voice. Now, Krang talk like with my body, my grandma. But then you put the Kermit, my body, Major. So, whoa, we might be onto something. I don't know. Dan with the Krang, that might be a hell of an infusion. We might need to look into that, if possible.
Right. His body's good enough to get him to do what he needs to do, you know? It's not like it's failing him. But I'm just saying, and Woods is not rolling his eyes. I'm just trying to make a point. Again, no offense. I said no offense. I also said I love him. Great human being. So that means I can say what I want about it. I can talk down on him now because I cleared it out the way. And that's really what I want to extend to more of you, to teach the lessons to you that Brodus once taught to me, that if you say no offense, you can pretty much run down people if you want to, and they can't be offended. Because you prefaced it with a no offense. So let's try that more in our lives, you know? Let's have some more courtesy in our lives. That's all I'm asking.
It's really about being thoughtful, you know? Because if you take away the ability to, for someone, the option for them to be offended, you should be able to say whatever you want, you know? And you're thinking about their feelings when you say no offense before you go into saying whatever. A lot of people just talk and they just throw out these insults, you know? And they leave it open. Of course you're going to be offended. But if you say no offense first, then, you know, they don't have a choice. I feel like it is kind of thoughtful when you think about it.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting me, Kof. I appreciate that. Very kind of
support
you.
Your homies, you know?
Support your homies. Not enough of that. Yeah. Not enough of that, actually. I'd say we need to support more of our homies. And I think if we all use... What other words are there like that?
Like homies?
No. Like a no offense.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Right.
Bless his heart.
Or if you just say, you know, I love you, but then you could really say whatever you want.
So growing up in Georgia, one of my daycare teachers would say, that boy's touched.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that means he's a little wild. But then they talk about him just like they said, bless your soul. And I was like, what? And it's like, oh, he's a little extra. I was like, y'all are being real low-key mean to these kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, see where I came from, when you say that, if you say that boy's a little touched, that means his cognitive abilities aren't what you would like them to be.
Yeah, it was like the nice way to say it.
Right. We might bring that back. You might need to bring that back.
You're a little touched.
Yeah.
I feel like it won't hit the same in 2021. It'll probably sound different.
You might be right. But who knows until we try? You know, that's such is life.
Yeah, you are correct.
The old college try. Yeah.
Am I still on the delay?
A little bit.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know, maybe not that bad. It comes and it goes.
Ask me a question.
What product did you use in your hair today?
None.
Wow! The delay. Wow. Halved.
There we go.
There was no delay at all for me. That was barely. You were right on top of it.
Good. Okay. We can continue now.
He's back.
I fixed it.
He's back.
Respect.
Okay, so I feel like I gotta explain why I'm not jumping fully on the Dan slander train, and it's because Dan is in control of a lot of things that we do on this podcast. And you guys don't know Dan like I know Dan. I've been in competitions with Dan where I've been made to drink pickle smoothies, been made to eat mayonnaise on hot dogs, because Dan's mind works differently. So if you guys want to keep going in on Dan, be my guest, but it's going to come back. Like we said, this man eats eggshells on purpose. He's touched. He's a little touched.
First of all, that was a little ominous the way you put it.
Well, Dan is ominous. I see Dan as an ominous figure in my life. Yes.
See, I see Dan as a very kind-hearted man who will just let insults just wash over him. You know, very, very, very forgiving, very, very in one ear, out the other ear. And I think that's why I chose him, really. It's because I didn't fear him. I feared no reprisal. You know, I go about my life thinking I'm wearing Teflon. you know, Teflon Don was the name of, actually, I'm blanking on the, who was Teflon Don again? Not Rick Ross.
Teflon Dan?
He stole it. Oh, John Gotti. That was John Gotti's nickname because cases couldn't stick. And in much the same way, I tend to think of myself as Teflon, and that I fear no reprisal, you know. whatever comes back to me, it ain't gonna stick. You know what I'm saying? whatever it ain't gonna stick. You can't get me. You can't end me. You can't punish me. Me? Nah, Teflon.
Teflon.
That's right. Damn. So that's my perspective. And I do, I appreciate your healthy respect of Dan Riker. Yes. Alex has reminded us. Of course, I'm aware of the Rick Ross album. I mean, don't be. First of all, Alex right now is trying to pull my hip hop card. Of course, I know about Teflon Don, the album. I've heard of Rick Ross. First of all, it started with John Gotti. That was my point. That was my point, Alex. My other point is, if you want to go into your hip hop history, you're trying to school me.
Come back on Rick the screen, Ross. Alex. Come back
I love
on the
Rick Ross and his music, you know? But again, he borrowed that from Freeway Ricky Ross, who was an actual person who had moved these units, if you know what kind of units I'm talking about. Yeah. So my point stands, Alex.
See? There he is. Yeah, I was going to say, Alex, some learning.
That was just a reminder, not a I know more than you or a I have any knowledge of the genre whatsoever. So
let him question your hip-hop knowledge like this? Out of all
Alex, you got to understand, he's on a roll right now. Anybody that gets in his way, he's gonna go off for about 10 minutes.
I'm not taking it personally by any means.
Right. No. I'm just spraying left and right with no. You think I'm not taking out my scope right now? I'm not eyeing anyone. I'm not being precise right now. Yeah. I'm a butcher right now. I'm hacking away, and whoever wants it can get it.
You Batista on the entrance.
That's right. Just trying to do a lot of damage. That's all I'm trying to do with my life.
Yeah. Okay. He's trying to cleanse himself today. He's trying to get everything out.
Yeah, I see you got the tea in there too. You're drinking tea.
I'm drinking some tea. It's chamomile tea. Yeah. I don't have any real cups or mugs, but
sleepy time.
I like to get a little sleepy time in me because for some reason, what?
That was my go-to tea as a kid. Sleepy time.
Sleepy time is good tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good tea. Yeah. I don't know what happened to me, but pretty much right after I turned 35. My body said that I'm not going to get normal sleep without, you know, any kind of enhancements of sorts. So I do chamomile tea to try to ease myself. But the problem is it's very hot right now. And we also have the lights of this setup right now. And I'm leaking. I'm leaking right now.
Good bit.
That's my life.
Yeah.
So troublesome. Also put some cocoa butter on my body, which also makes me warmer. So right now I'm just
So did you shower today to bring it back from a previous episode?
Oh, I did shower. I have showered today. Well, the week that I told you about me not showering was the week that I took a week off from working out. But now I'm back in the gym clanging and banging, moving heavy weights, picking them up and dropping them down, doing a lot of that. So naturally, I'm going back to many, multiple showers a day and a week. Well, at least one shower a day.
There we go. There we go. That's healthy enough.
There you go.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm struggling. We've been running on fumes for a minute.
That gas light been on. Do you remember when I forgot to get gas when we were in Texas and we almost got AAA?
Yeah. I recall that.
Somebody else tell the story. I'm not good at telling stories.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm terrible. My memory is horrible.
All right.
I feel like we didn't actually run out of gas, which is really
So it's really not that good of a story. So we just freaked out.
Yeah.
We were in the middle of Texas and not in a big town, in between towns. And it was just like, if you've ever driven through Texas, a lot of times in between the larger towns, it's just vast nothingness. Yeah. It's just you can go for dozens of miles and not really see much. So we were in that position. We ran out of gas and we didn't see much. And the story I'm telling, I'm bored. This is not a good story.
We almost ran out of gas, and then we didn't. Yeah. And then we found a gas station, and we filled up, and it was fine.
When you said that, I was like, I guess you're right. In the moment, though, thinking that we were going to run out of gas, calling AAA, asking them to come, it was a mess, but
It's a scary feeling, though, to feel like you're going to run out of gas, And quite frankly, it's a little embarrassing, too. Because you should, what I mean? You should never run out of gas. There's all these warnings and indication lights. For you to run out of gas, you have to be completely like not paying attention, just not coherent. Like who runs out of gas in this day and age?
Have you ever run out of gas in your life?
No.
I don't think I've ever.
Very close. Yeah. Actually, so we went out to, we were in LA last week and we went out to lunch with Mike and Tanya. And we had driven from the hotel or whatever, and we were like on the cusp of running out of gas, but we were also late. And I was like, well, we're already late, so maybe we should fill up the gas. My wife was like, no, let's just go. We can get the gas later. I said, well, I don't know. We might, what if we run out of gas like in the middle of here of LA? I don't know. It's just embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially in a city too. Like, you know how many gas stations you probably passed? Especially in LA? Like, come on, man.
Right.
It's embarrassing.
And that's the people, I don't want to run down your incredible wife, but bless her heart, no offense, all that jazz. But that mindset is irksome to me because I'm someone who, I don't like any debt. I don't like anything over my head. I like to, as many problems as I can figure out beforehand, I will try to figure out just because I just hate.
Oh yeah.
I think the problem is like those ideas or the idea of running out of gas or that I have to get gas is something that will be pervasive for me for hours until that issue is resolved.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not for me, not my cup of tea.
It's kind of fun though, living on the edge like
living
that.
Living on the edge.
Well, there was a Seinfeld episode. It's Kramer. Kramer goes to a dealer and he decides to test drive a car on behalf of Jerry. And then at some point, I can't remember exactly why, but at some point he decides to just run it to see how, I guess he's just trying to test out the car's fuel economy. But anyways, they end up making like a lap around the dealership and they make it and they're excited, but they say, oh, let's try to do one more. And of course they couldn't do one more lap. But anyways, the most of the episode, you check in and out and you realize like, hey, they're having a lot of fun pushing this to the limit. I kind of see the appeal of it, you know, seeing how far you can go, but then when it ends, you're just on the side of the road.
Yeah.
With no gas.
What's the payoff? Just the rush?
The rush.
The fear? The rush? The fear of being stuck in the middle of nowhere?
You said it was a bad story, but that rush that we had.
That rush for me is panic. Panic and anxiety. Yeah.
That's stress.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's gray hairs. That's how you get the gray
hairs.
That's
life. But there was no need. I'm just trying to feel something, okay? I'm so numb.
Well, that's me too. Just trying to feel something, you know?
Yeah, just something.
Such is life.
Deion something. I'm blanking on his name. He's hilarious.
And Deion Cole?
He's talking to his brother. Maybe Deion Cole. Tall guy, like in shape. Real funny.
Black?
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Okay, his name is Deion. His name is Deion.
Yeah. Look,
you ever meet a white Deion?
I have not, but I want to say there was some discussion of a white Deion before.
I don't believe it.
No,
I believe it when I see the papers.
Sorry,
when I see the birth certificate. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're white and your name is Deion, send us a picture of yourself. Yeah. Just thumbs up. Anyway, so he's talking to his brother and he's like, oh, you know, you go do this, I'll go do that. We'll meet back in an hour. And his brother replied, slap. He said, what is that? He said, sounds like a plan. And then he said, don't steal it. And I'm definitely stealing it.
I like that. I think, I don't know if this is an American thing, but I noticed when I was a kid, my parents would talk about the fact that in America, everything is abbreviated. And like what, you know, I guess, I don't know if that's an American thing or not.
What else is abbreviated?
We just like to shorten everything for no, you know, you can't say as soon as possible. That's that difficult to say as soon as, you got to say ASAP. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you mean shortened as an acronym or like shortened words? Because I'm thinking, when you said that, I'm thinking like professor and we call like prof. Are you thinking that or are you thinking acronyms?
Just, I think both. Anything that shortens words.
Got you. We want to make it easier.
Laziness is what it is.
Yeah. I've never understood silent letters. Like, why don't you just not have the letter? Pterodactyl doesn't need a P in front of it.
Right.
Great.
So like, instead of making up this idea that letters can be silent, why don't we just have the letters not present?
Just take them out.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I feel, so what was it? Opossum, right? It used to be spelled opossum, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they changed it to just possum, didn't they?
Did they?
I think so. If you look up in the dictionary and just look up possum, that's the animal now. Or maybe, I don't know if this is like a Mandela effect thing, but I always used to remember it as opossum and then all of a sudden it was just possum. Because I think people get confused when you say a possum or an opossum. It doesn't like sound right.
Yeah, I've never, I don't know. He's got it. I can't check because I don't have the bandwidth. My Zoom will crash if I start something.
I can't do it. I don't have the bandwidth.
Just enough. Like my phone rang, my phone rang and I dropped the call. Like the whole Zoom just.
Oh boy.
No. What you got, E?
So I want to say that possums and opossums are not the same thing. Sorry, there's a lot of reading in this and I'm trying to skim through it as quickly as possible without butchering it. The term possum refers to a cousin of the opossum that lives in Australia and New Guinea, but not in North America.
Wow. Two different things.
Look at that. Who knew?
You learned something here.
That's crazy.
For people listening, we're like, I knew.
Yeah. I knew. Everybody knows that. Opossum, possum, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't knew.
Actually, I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah. Why do they look so similar and have such similar names? It's very confusing.
Thing, yeah.
Is it that like a possum is the American version, and they just said, "Oh, it's the cousin," because we wanted to make the word shorter.
In the spirit of shortening things, that's your cousin. Nah, we gonna drop.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
We gonna shorten this too.
That's very possible.
Alex, how about those gas ups?
What a segue.
Is that your best pitch, Kofi?
No, it's not my best. No, I love it.
You know?
Better than what I got.
The boy is touched.
The boy is touched.
I won't subject you guys to Dan Reichert voice for this, so I'll just do it
as
myself.
Please do, please, though. I want it.
Come on, you're in.
That's what you want?
Cosplay. Yes,
that's exactly what I want.
Put on a bald cap, too.
This is from BP at Coaster 629.
I'm so sorry, Mom.
For some reason, I then pictured Dan also wearing a bald cap on top of his head. And it made me think of him as like Eggman from Sonic.
Oh,
and the little glasses.
We gotta get him an outfit.
Whoa.
I feel for Dan, who's gonna have to hear this episode. Anyways, my name is Brian, and I could use a gas up. 5 years ago, I moved to Japan, something I always wanted to do. Now I need to move back to the US and I am terrified. I used to work as an engineer and have been out of the field for 5 years hoping to return to it. I could use a gas up.
You can come back and it's going to be intense. You should just stay, dude.
That's Japan, dude. We love Japan.
Too.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a reason you got to come back, whether it's job stuff or family stuff, something. I'm sure there's a reason. But if it's not something like that, that's an emergency, you better just stay your ass
just
over there. You got arcades. You got culture. You got food. You're in Japan, dude.
You're in Japan.
Roppongi alone. No.
Bro, Jumanji 999 or whatever it is. It's a club out there.
Oh.
I was in
banging.
Oh, okay.
I was in where?
What, Barbaras? You know, if you're in the steak?
Yeah.
I think we all had the same mindset. I said, why are you coming back? I said, I don't know how I'm gonna gas you up. I guess if you have to come back, like, you know, it's cool, but make sure to like lay some groundwork in Japan, like some anchors, some roots that you can go back to and visit, man. Like buy yourself a house or open up a store or get a Airbnb. I don't know, do something to keep your roots strong in Japan. You know, United States is all right. You know, we gonna be here. You know, USA, yeah, right. You know, I love the U.S. Okay, I love the U.S. You know, hey, you know what I'm saying? I pledge allegiance and all that.
You had no conviction when you said that.
I want to talk about Japan. I want to talk about Japan, though. You know, it's a great place, man. As I'm sure you know, and it's understandable that you're terrified, and I guess. You should be because you're leaving a great culture. You're coming back to the US of A. So just lay roots in Japan, man, just so you can go back whatever you want.
I was really hoping that you guys would have actual advice that I could be the one contrarian, but it's very clear from the beginning that we're all on the same page here. And I want to echo those sentiments as well. As much, good sir, as I would love to give you good advice to get you energized for this move. It doesn't even sound like, you know, that you're weighing the options between, hey, should I stay in Japan or should I go? Like, you have to go to America. But us, We're not trying to give you advice. We're not trying to give you. No, that's not what we're here to do. And I'm sorry, but that's our feelings. This is how it's our ruling. That's how we feel. This is we're just expressing ourselves, you know. And we've made a decision that you must stay in Japan. And I'm sorry, but I don't know if it's a job issue. I can make some calls. I know a few people. I don't know what you need us to do, but you know what? Actually, cite us your information. Cite it to Dan. Email Dan. Harass Dan. And whatever your issue is that's making you come to America, we'll do our best to keep you in Japan, right? Because you know that's what we think is best for you. We don't really know much about your family or your history or your goals or your life or your health or really anything at all about you besides what you included in this message. We know next to nothing about you, but the three of us who are professional wrestlers and experts have decided that we indeed know what's best for you and you're staying in Japan. Sorry, man. I don't really know how else to tell you this. I don't know how to break it to you, but at least your fears, you know, your fear will be gone now because you don't have to worry about coming back to the States. So yeah, I'm sorry. That's what we really should do. We should have gas ups and gas downs, but then we should also have, you know, like divorce court and all those other, you know, sure, it's actual judges and whatnot, but they get to make decisions on people's lives to a degree. That's what I'd like to do. And I'd like to have some kind of a binding contract too that you sign as soon as you submit your advice to us. You sign a contract saying that you will indeed listen, you will take heed, you will observe by every letter of the law. Everything we say is gospel. That's what I want to do. I want to control lives like a puppeteer. That's what I want to do. I want to have a bunch of people whose lives we can play with no concern for their fates or the long run. That's what I just want to play with lives. I want to play God on this podcast.
I feel like this very much plays into your dream of becoming a slumlord, but I feel like you want to just control everyone's lives in your buildings.
Right, right. So yeah, it's very similar. You know, if you come to us, we've taken over. We have taken control of your life. I won't say her name, but I have a friend who told me, and she was dead serious. She told me that she goes online to find, I guess it's like a Magic 8 Ball app or a Magic 8 Ball something online, and it'll tell you, you know, what a Magic 8 Ball does. And she will legitimately listen to the advice of the 8 Ball. Like, hey, should I go to this shopping mall today? The 8 Ball says, sure, go ahead. Or, hey, I want to buy this brand new dress that costs $10,000. What should I do? And she will listen. I cannot fathom just pressing a button and saying, oh, this automated service is going to make decisions for me. That's wild to me.
Okay, so that opens up something to talk about, because this idea of maybe everything in our life is predetermined or something like that. You feel like you don't actually make choices. So like in giving up that choice to an automated service, you're playing with that. Well, is this automated service going to stay along the path that is preordained, or is listening to this random phrase generator going to alter the path that was already laid out for me? It's interesting when you break it down like that, because I have a buddy, and I won't say his name either. He lived an entire day rolling dice, like as if he were a D&D character, but he rolled for everything. Like he's like, hey, I have to pee really bad. So he rolled the dice to see if he would hit his mark or miss. And so like, if he doesn't roll high enough, he pees all over the seats, and he's got to roll on how well he cleans it up. Like he spent his whole 24 hours like that. And it's like, it's interesting.
It is. Honestly, it kind of like takes the stress out of like your decision-making, right? Like you just press a button and you just do what you're told, right? Like, as opposed to having to sit there and deliberate whether to do it or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's like,
it makes it like easier.
If we were running out of gas and we hit the magic 8 ball and we said, do we keep going to try to find gas or do we not? Then the 8 ball picks and maybe we just sit down tight or we keep going. Mm. Stress is gone.
I have a better idea. For a small nominal fee, if you contact me directly, I can be your magic 8 ball. In fact, actually, that's what I did with my friend. Is she at one point, and I told her, because I was being serious for a moment, like, I can't have this much control of your life. This is problematic for you. Just like whatever I say goes. So she eventually, like, hey, we're working on the balance. But at one point, I got magic 8 ball privileges to just make decisions. And I realized I was getting high off the power. And so logically, my brain wanted to tell her, like, no, this is not a good idea. But there's also a sick part of me who really just reveled in this ability to control a life. And I said, you know what? It's funny. It makes for a good story. But you should take this away from me because this is not a good idea. I don't. It's intoxicating, honestly.
I'll take it.
I'm still trying to figure out the balance there. But it is a bit intoxicating because I'm not at all like, I'm like live and let live. You do whatever you want. I'm not at all into controlling people or like I don't get people who are very... I guess I get where it comes from, but like being really jealous in relationships and whatnot, it's unhealthy. And I just like, you know, we all have our own lives we want to lead and whatnot. But there's something about someone coming to you and saying, hey, I want you to make decisions for me that I never really thought about before, but I realized I was getting drunk off that power.
Is there like just out of curiosity, and you know, you don't have to go into it or whatever, but like why does your friend do that? Like, are you the only one that she gives the power to, or does she just like give her power to anybody for them to make decisions for her? Is there like a reason behind like what is the motivation? Or is it like a, cause you know, some people do that Magic 8-Ball app as like a joke. There's also like another, I think it's like I was listening to, maybe it might've been the Rogan podcast, but like talking about quantum physics, and it tells you about the different like, results of your decisions that you make, like, you know, some app that does the kind of the same thing. And there's a lot of people who use it. So I know a lot of people do it as like a joke, you know, just to kind of see and like have fun. But is it something that like, you know, does your friend have a problem like making decisions, or is it like an anxiety thing and it takes away the anxiety, or like, or have you gotten that far into the conversation?
That's a good question. She didn't really thoroughly answer. I think she's just mostly indecisive about certain things. Like, hey, should I, just simple things like going outside, going to the mall, like going to the beach, simple stuff like that. And I am very much of the temperament, like no one's going to tell me what to do with my life. And it's probably one reason that I've been single for so long is I hate the idea of checking in. I hate the idea of ceding control of my life to someone else. Like to me, that is, I guess I can understand how that would alleviate some stress and some anxiety, but someone having that much control over you is not at all my thing. So I'm very much into making decisions for myself, and I guess I'm a bit headstrong when it comes to that. So that's why I almost mocked her at first, almost ridiculed her, because the idea of it is so absurd to me.
Yeah.
I think for some people though, that are working in whatever capacity they're working in and putting their mind through X amount of stress. Like, let's say if you're, you know, a CEO of a company, whatever, for an example, like you're making decisions all day that are very important, that are very stressful, that are very time consuming. So once you leave work, it's like, okay, I don't want to have to do this. I want to turn my brain off and just exist. I think in some situations like that, I've heard people use that as an example as to why they kind of just give up and not give up, but are not, I guess, so apathetic to making their own decision. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's why I've heard, I don't know how much of this is true and how do I delicately put this, but I've heard a lot of people who do really well on the stock market or big movers and shakers of the world. A lot of these people, you know, they, again, I'm trying to dance around this the best I can. I probably should not have gone down this way, but I got into
Come
it.
On.
So
Come on.
Some of these people, and maybe they're, a lot of them might be men, some of them will pay another human to, you know, make decisions for them to you know, it, all of us, I suppose, or most of us, as men, we have a couple things, you know, that we utilize. And some people like, you know, these treasure things, you know, and they're like, they're shaped like orbs, you know, they're orb-like, you know, we all, you know, we're born with them. Woods, I'm only laughing because Woods got very close to the camera here and his eyeball.
I'm just curious because you very clearly made your point already. And now you're continuing.
I don't know if I was clear.
You didn't have to go.
Okay, I was trying to paint a picture to you while also not, you know, getting fired. But yes,
you were doing a poor job.
Yeah. Per usual. My point is there are people who like giving up control and will spend a lot of money giving up control and will, you know, will have other humans.
Right.
I said, I can, you know, other, have other humans, yes, make decisions for them. Right. I was born with these orbs, and you know, I do a lot to protect their intactness. I want my orbs to be intact. Yeah. Is my point. Yes.
Right. Right.
They're precious orbs. You know.
Yeah. It's like the Dragon Balls. You know. Dragon
right. Balls. Same thing.
You protect them. You protect them. You won't let someone take them away and try to destroy them. You know, or desecrate them in any way. You protect
you
them
it.
So that you can have them because you value them.
Right, yeah. Right.
Anime. In the anime sense, of course.
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
That's what only I mean. The anime sense.
So, I mean, it's obvious that's what you were talking about. So
obvious.
I
mean, right. Know.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
My word.
Look, that's all I got on my mind right now is Phil.
Is Orb stopping?
Yes.
Orb stopping? Well, is all you got on your mind?
Well, I'm saying that these are the things I want to discuss.
And that's okay. That's okay. Do you. No one here will yuck your yum. If that's your yum, eat up, dude.
I'm not saying that's not what I'm into. I just said it's what I want to discuss right now.
It's okay if you are, though.
If you were, yeah. Hypothetically speaking.
I explained to you that I very much need to protect minds. Not really for any, like, child.
I was going
to
say for what? Purposes.
I just like, you know.
What's yours is yours.
You know what? They produce testosterone and, you know. Still trying to feel good, lift some weights and whatnot. That is one thing that I won't say fear, but I do think about. I'm 35 now. You know, when does it just shut off? When does it shut off? When does it all go south physically?
The factory.
I feel like it's not too far. That's a scary thing. Yeah. Not too far.
It's supposed to be gradual, isn't it? I don't think it's just one day you wake up and then all of a sudden you don't have your testosterone anymore. You just gradual decline, allegedly.
We'll see.
There's like medicine and stuff for that.
Yeah, and hopefully technology will get to a certain point where I can just replace them, you know, when they're done.
Ooh, with what?
I want them to be golden and to glow.
Wow.
Ooh, through the skin?
Yeah, I think so.
That'd
be cool.
That actually would be pretty cool.
It would.
Wouldn't it?
But are they, can you turn them on and off? Is it like a clapper?
Yeah, I like that. I think they glow, you know, like a computer or whatnot. I think they should glow when they're, so you know they're on and they're working. And then I feel like there should be an option, you know, to power them down too.
Okay, yeah, I want mine to work like the clapper. So it'll just be like a strobe show.
Oh, snap.
But then what happens when, you know, the clapper now, you make too much of a loud noise in the house and the lights go off.
So or you're at a concert.
Somebody, yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. When you hear that clap sound, on and off. We got to have a techno rave.
Let's have a round of applause. No! Light show? Not now! No! No.
Yes! All your friends are just so embarrassed all the time and you're just loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. God forbid, like a kid figures it out, you know? You know? Come on, man. Be careful like what you wish for.
Kofi, I enjoy you because you have the most wholesome examples. The furthest thing from what I was talking about. But I appreciate you.
Hey, you know, that's the stuff you don't think about. The everyday life, you know? Yeah. That's what you don't think about before you make this decision, before you put this out into the universe, and then it comes to you, and then you might realize that you didn't want it because of the everyday experience. So,
I know we're finishing up. Last thing. If that happened, would you tell us?
You talking to me?
Both of you. Like, would you tell the other two? I would tell you guys instantly.
Yeah. I'd tell you. Yeah, we don't really keep secrets, you know? Yeah. I think it's an interesting thing to talk about.
You'll find out one way or another at some point.
Unless you get good at hiding it. Like Cyclops. You just have, I don't glasses. Know. Yeah, tinted underwear so that it doesn't come.
Yeah. Why are you always wearing five layers of drawers, bro? He's wearing five drawers. You got five tags hanging out the back. One day he just started wearing five drawers.
It's nice. I stay swampy, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
You don't even know.
I mean, surely there's got to be there has to be a non light show option as well if you're not into that kind of thing.
Mm-mm. No.
You think it's only light show?
Only light show. There's no point otherwise. Or glow in the dark. One of the two.
Glow in the dark. Wow.
Or it's like there's stuffed animals where you squish their hand and it says something.
Yeah.
What would yours say?
Ooh.
yours wouldn't say emanating from a Zoom call.
And, and E, yours would go, oh.
Thank you all for listening. Make sure to click the picture of the three black guys' faces. Like, subscribe. All that jazz.
Touch my arms.
You can go to WWE Shop for the podcast shirt.
And feel.
Watch Laser Wolf.
No. Hey, guy. Are you doing all right?
We want to thank you all. It's been a delight.
Oh my God.
This is far worse than anything I said about Dan.
Oh my God.
Far, in my opinion, this is far worse than anything I said about Dan this whole podcast. The amount of harassment I've gotten because I tried to do a good deed. Let me never do a good deed again.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hair tie, ponytail up.
What?
No more good deeds because of y'all.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
I hope you know that the world is going to be a worse place because of your constant harassment. I'm done with good deeds because of y'all.
And does it start the loop over some of your presence?
Oh God.
That's what I needed.
I'm fatigued. I'm sweating. Yeah, I'm crying. My throat's hurting. My chest is hurting.
Whew.
Just wow. Terrible, terrible people.
Thanks. would you tell us that, E, if that happened?
First of all, that would never happen.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Why would I make that choice?
Right. It'd be great. Great April Fools or something, you know?
Man.
No, thanks.
Maybe while you're asleep on the table, we'll slide the doctor a 50. Hey, can you $50? Put this? Can you put this in there?
You got a voice box?
Yeah.
Can you record this sound? Can you put that in there?
First of all, what is this? Don't worry about it. Just slide that
just,
in.
Just put it in. Just put it in. Here's $20 to a doctor who makes millions.
Doing orb surgeries.
You'd stuff it in his pocket. Yeah.
So you can't be in here. This is a sterile environment. No,
the orb surgeries were my idea in the first place. And for you to take something beautiful and wholesome, and just destroy it and to sully it with your foul filth. Is really just reprehensible.
No, we're doing the thing. You're giving me control. And I'm making some decisions for you. One decision in a lifetime.
I told you I would never do that. Never. Never.
Never said never.
Again, this is my idea. You messed it up.
Ooh, how mad would you be? You went in for the surgery and you came out with...
Oh man, I can't wait. He's glow in the dark.
Those rippers.
Got me again. Good one, guys.
First of all, if I have testicle surgery, I'll tell you after the fact.
You better believe we're going to be there in that waiting room. You're so excited, happy.
Oh, we'll
know. You come out walking like you just rode a horse 40,000 miles to get to us. Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, how was it? Oh, it was great. It was great. They put the lights in there and everything. It's cool. Oh, anything else? No, there was nothing else. You sure, bud? Give him a little squeeze.
What did you do?
This has really gone off the rails. Not even sure how we got here. At all.
Whew. Man, that's good. That's real good.
Is it though?
All right. Thank you guys for listening to this. We appreciate ya. You can catch me on the Twitters and Instagram at Austin Creed Wins. And you can check me out on my YouTube channel, Up, Up, Down, Down. And you can check me out on G4 TV because I'm a host over there, baby. Social platforms for all things G4 is at G4 TV everywhere. For the YouTube channel, socials are up, up, down, down without the O's. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. Go to uddshop.com to get all your up, up, down, down apparel. We said that the podcast shirt was on there. It's not, but it was. I mean, someone said it wasn't, but I haven't looked.
So you don't know.
But it's okay. So cool. Yeah, go to the up, up, down, down website to get this podcast shirt. And if it's not there, go to WWE Shop to get the podcast shirt. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating and tell your friends to listen to it. Or if they listen to their podcast, go to the search bar, type in The New Day, click the pink picture, the 3 black eyes on it. That is us. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And you can catch me on the Twitter and on the Instagram at True Kofi. That's it.
That's it?
That's it, bro.
That's all you got?
That's it, man. You know? And my kids, but y'all can't have those. You know what I'm saying? Them belong to me. You know what I'm saying? You can't have my babies. No, them belongs to me. You can have my Twitter handle, my Instagram handle at True Kofi. That's all you get, bruh. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That was interesting. Anyways, I'm at WWE Biggie on Twitter and on Instagram, but for what, you know? For what? I mean, do I have anything meaningful to contribute on those platforms? Probably not. You know, I peaked. Let's be honest. I peaked when I had my knee surgery and I was going crazy and tweeting about Becky's mom and whatnot. But since then, I'm just phoning it in, you know? That's me. Yeah, no, let's be honest. You know, I'm on autopilot in life right now.
You're doing very good work on your social media, getting things out there that are very important. Our heroes rock. That's what your social media has transferred to. So you quit doing the random skits and stuff because you're out here teaching the youth, the children.
Well, yeah, that's very kind of you. I'm trying. Our heroes rock on Twitter and on Instagram. That's worth a follow. You know, we'll let you know how the project's going and whatnot. Make sure to watch Laser Wolf. It's an incredible show, whatnot. But as far as, you know, my Twitter and is... What's the use? What is the use? If y'all have a good reason for me to start tweeting again or something, you know what I mean? Let me know. Hit me up. Let, you know, inform me. You know, I guess Faye Jackson, you know, from time to time, she'll slander me or say something awful about me or something, you know? And I'll kill her with kindness, you know? But she just likes to be abrasive for no reason. We're supposed to be wrapping the show, but this is where I choose to wrap.
Yeah. She's trying to get you to kill her something else, though.
Yeah.
Look, man, it's a PG program. You'd better clean it up there, mister.
Me?
Yeah, you. You're always
clean
the problem.
There, fella.
You're always the problem. And they always tell me, hey, that Woods guy, he doesn't know how to keep it PG. And I say, you know what? You know what, office man? You're right. You're right. What a potty mouth. And I say, you know what? I'll lead the way. I'll lead the way in cleanliness. I'll lead the way in just uprightness.
Just uprightness.
Yes. Just you know. Slouched over walking. Terrible. Terrible attitude, terrible posture.
Right. That's what I do. So I like to formally apologize for Mr. Woods and sometimes Cove too, you know, because me, I'm the one always trying to keep it on the straight and narrow. Straight and narrow. I don't want to see any curvature in the road that we're headed on, brothers. And y'all got to clean it up. Y'all got to get right. Y'all got to act right. Get like me. And that's it, man. I'll do better next week, maybe. Or maybe I won't. I don't really know. We'll see. We'll see what life has to offer. Just close it out, Woods. Just finish me, man.
Get me out of here.
You just on the straight and narrow.
I'm done.
Put a fork on the straight and narrow.
I'm done.